Hollywood legend Sylvester Stallone is coming to the UK to talk about his amazing life and career as one of the biggest movie box office draws of all time. My name is Graham Walker and I spoke to him exclusively about a Rocky spin-off film, big names on his wanted list for Expendables 4 and plans for Last Rambo, which could feature a knife made of Sheffield steel. But first I asked what fans can expect when he appears for one night only at Sheffield City Hall, a Rocco Buenvino production in association with WOW 24/7 on Sunday, January 25th, 2015. Full ticket details on our websites.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Are you ready for Sheffield?
I'm looking forward to it, actually. It's pretty candid conversation where I am asked questions by the host, and they're pretty much questions that I think are relevant to the audience about what happened behind the scenes, relationships with other actors, anecdotes about stunts or action films, and then perhaps just what it's like to start from the bottom and try to get this, you know, claw your way up to the top and then go down and go back up, and how life has its mountains and valleys, and it's all part. It's not just one industry. It's life in general. And then how you trudge through that. And then you open up the audience to question and answers, and you actually try to respond as candidly as possible to everything they ever want. And then, but mostly it's just storytelling on a much more uninhibited basis.
So the Sheffield connection we've got, they obviously made in Sheffield in our cutlery and knives industry. And the Sheffield boy knives, they were exported out to America in the 1850s. They went on to be the kind of the design element for the Rambo knife. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. I thought that the Bowie knife was, you know, the way it's been portrayed, you know, developed it by Jim Bowie, but he must have had an influence too, so now here I am.
Well, perhaps if we can get you one to take back, you never know, it might appear in a Stallone film in future, do you reckon?
There you go. That'd be great. Thank you. No, I'm looking because there's been so many good fighters from Sheffield. There's been some, you know, like really interesting singers. It's just some characters that have come on down the line from Sheffield. So it's one of those cities that I guess it's kind of a mystery to me. So, you know, I've heard about it, but I haven't been there. So I'm looking forward to it.
You've had three amazing signature franchise roles. That's Rocky, Rambo, and now Barney Ross in The Expendables. If you were to pick a favorite, which role is it and why?
Well, I have to go with Rocky because it really speaks to the common man and how really no one can just stand alone. It's really important to have some kind of human contact, you know, fight for something beyond yourself. To be a tough guy, just to say I'm a tough guy, it's really irrelevant and meaningless. But when you say I'm being tough, I don't want to take this pain, but I'm doing it for a greater cause or to support my family or actually to support my own self-dignity. Then it becomes an interesting story because people can relate to that. Rocky is me after coffee in the morning. Rambo is me before coffee. You know, it's just the other personality comes out. You know, the Rambo is the guy. It's the child of the country, the boy that went out there, young man who went out there bidding, went out there, put his life on the line. Then when he came back, he was completely rejected and kicked. So he's almost like the Frankenstein creature. And Barney's somewhat in between. I had seen constant advertisements for rock and roll revival shows. And I noticed that it was never just one group. It would be 10 groups. I thought, why don't I try that with a movie? We take 8 or 10 guys that normally would not be seen together, that have been around a long time, that kind of like, you know, their stars have dimmed a bit, and then you put them together and create a kind of curious interest, like, well, I got to see this. For example, even though Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier fought, I guess, the last time was in 1974, if someone said, hey, Joe Frazier, if he was still alive, and Muhammad Ali, they're going to get back in the ring at 70, you could still sell tickets. It becomes like a curiosity, you know what I mean? A curious event. And I thought the Expendables could become kind of a curious event. And so it did.
I think a lot of people would like to see you and Arnie in the ring. Who would win that one?
I would.
Ah!
if you interview him, he'll say he would.
What a great friendship that's turned out from, a wonderful rivalry.
I know, it's unbelievable. I was just looking at some old newspaper clippings, and it said Emerging Stars 1976, and there we are. It's like, we're even on the same year. I mean, it's like, we were destined to cross paths. Matter of fact, we just did. We were in China together about a week ago for the Pacquiao fight.
A little bird told me that Manny Pacquiao wouldn't mind a walk-on role in the next Expendables. Could that happen?
Anything is possible. That was never planned, but it's possible.
Well, I'll tell you what, there is one name, a favourite of mine, that's Clint Eastwood. I mean, he's got to have been the all-action hero, hasn't he? Any chance we could get Clint in Expendables 4?
That would be a very, very long shot. I mean, Arnold is very close with Clint, and if anyone could phone in a favour, maybe he could.
You're just teasing us now. We can't wait for the next one.
I'm serious. I mean, the ultimate would be to get Jack Nicholson as the dubious villain. You know,
that'd be terrific.
I know. Is it going to happen? Most likely not. Is it possible? Slightly.
What I am told is going to happen is that Rocky spin-off movie called Creed, where you're going to be helping Apollo's son or grandson to become the next champ. Is that definitely going to happen?
Yes, that's definitely going to happen. It's something that I thought was at first insane. For all intents and purposes, my vision of Rocky has been completed. I was very satisfied with the last one, and certainly Rocky could never get in the ring again. Then a few years passed, because I think that was 2006. This idea was presented to me, whereas Creed has this, it's his son. At first it was going to be his grandson, but it's kind of his son that was born, we didn't even know that he even had this kid, and he's been, you know, just living on the fringes of society. He's totally different than his father. And then when they meet up, it becomes kind of like a resuscitation for Rocky, who is just sort of given up and waiting for the eventual day when he passes. So, and he's at peace with that. And then all of a sudden this new force comes in. So what I'm trying to say in too many words is it's really about this kid. He is the center of the movie. It's about Creed. It's not Rocky music. It's not Gonna Fly Now. It's about this whole new creation. And that's what I think, wow, this just might work then. So it's not Rocky 7, it's Creed 1. It's really about the rhythms of this young man, as Michael B. Jordan, who's playing it.
We've got the last Rambo film, Last Blood. Are you going to still make the action movies?
Well, you know, there's a temptation that I thought, you know, I don't know if you want to see. It's like looking at you really want to see a 100-year-old pole dancer.
Come on, when you're 100, you're still only going to look 40.
I don't know, you know what I mean? I don't know. I think it'd have to be presented in a way that the new Rambo, if there's, it's one more, would be kind of a different, darker Western, modern Western, where he's not taking on, 200 enemies and pulling it out. The automatic machine gun fire would be kind of reduced to more of a interesting stalking scenario, kind of like Taken, if you know what I mean, something like that is somewhat believable.
Absolutely wonderful. And we have to have the Sheffield Bowie knife in that film.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something? I go, hey, it's from Sheffield. We'll actually do a plug.
Millions of fans that you've got out here, Sly, and Christmas is coming up. Have you got a special message for them?
Oh, well, you know, it's just like Rocky says, you know, Christmas brings about a rebirth of dreams, and I hope everyone's dreams come true next year.
Well, I'm sure everybody's dreaming about getting that Sylvester Stallone ticket in their stocking this Christmas. Can't wait to see you, Sheffield City Hall on January the 25th. Sly, thank you for your time. Look forward to meeting up with you when you're over here.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye.